point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red. You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for silence to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want!
Hello,
gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
I am Ducky. Thank you.
What? You know, no one else can hear your child vaguely screaming in the background of this show.
He's agitated.
He is?
Yeah, he watched the Microsoft press conference.
Oh. He should be agitated.
He should be agitated. Please,
so. However, I have to say, the way that PlayStation is capitalizing on the Xbox announcement, yeah. Brilliant.
You should see the shit-eating grin on his face.
He's like, hey, let's talk about the CEO of Sony saying... God. Here's how you can share videos on PS4.
Did you do a YouTube video?
Yes.
We got to put that on the site. Yeah, because that was hysterical.
That's absolutely brilliant. It looks like a legitimate instructional video. They shot it backstage in 5 seconds.
Yeah. I know.
Here's how you share games on PS4. Here you go.
Thank you.
and that was a huge... Are we getting ahead of ourselves? Should we do anything
else
before
we should probably... We need to talk about the title... of the episode.
Right.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, of course. Welcome to episode number 293, which we're calling rare.
That's right.
The way Scapegoat likes his meat, I'd like to say.
That is true.
That's his own thing.
He does like
steak,
rare.
By the way.
Yes.
Steak.
Yes, steak. Not if you win, if you spend $1,000 at a particular
that is entirely
supporter.
Different.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not the same.
So... we're calling it rare, of course, because we have discovered via Blink that one of my signature cards from the Art Hustle series, is it series four? Three?
Three.
Three. One of the very rare signature cards, Big Kev's rare signature cards, has ended up on eBay.
It has ended up on eBay.
So if you are our friend on Facebook, first of all, if you're not liking us on Facebook, you should go over immediately and like us on Facebook. That's number one. Number two, when you go over to the page, or if you go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where OG will place the link, you can see the very rare Big Kev's Geek Stuff official autographed card up for sale on eBay.
I would say don't buy it off of eBay. That's what I would say.
Really?
Yeah, because we're probably going to have some
more
special than that one for sale through the website.
We can personalize the signature to you for the ones that are going to be for sale on our own store at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. I see what you did there.
So, but I still think it's funny, and everyone should check it out over there. And by all means, if you want to have one of the authentic signature series cards, you can buy that one. You know, I don't want to discourage people from buying it.
I'm
discouraging outright.
People from buying it.
I'm just saying.
Buy it from us. That's
you know,
what I'm
it's
saying.
Almost like the used game market, where you, as a developer or publisher, want money from something.
I see what you're doing there.
I like how he did that.
It seems that, you know.
Good on you.
Anyway, we just thought, Blink brought that to our attention, and we think it's very, I just thought it was hysterically funny that something I signed is up on eBay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I mean, this isn't the first time, but this is the first time for these particular
sure.
series of cards, which I always find very funny.
Cool.
So you should check that out, wherever link or whatever that you decide to do it.
Right.
And then, yes, very soon, look forward to personalized
right.
Autograph cards available over at our website.
And before we go even further than that, a quick plug from our sponsor.
Oh.
Suburban Vinyl.
Suburban Vinyl.
In Waldwick, New Jersey.
And what's the coupon code for
there
Suburban?
There is no coupon code.
Oh.
But on Friday, June 21st,
uh-huh.
at 1:30 p.m. in their store,
yes.
they are doing an artist series workshop with the artist Nervous Wreck.
Oh,
you're not,
yeah.
You're not yes. familiar with that guy's work. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And it's so for $40, you get a 4-inch vinyl toy, clay, tools, and paint, and Nervous Wreck is obviously going to be there
right.
hosting the workshop.
Nice.
So if you're around next Friday, check that out. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he might have a solo show coming up there as well.
Nice.
Either the next day, although for some reason it's not on their website, or shortly thereafter. So,
nice.
So stay
that's
tuned
awesome.
For that. Okay, that's it.
Cool.
But no coupon code.
No coupon code. Oh. We'll work on it.
Okay.
We'll work on it. I don't want to besmirch the sponsor.
Of course not.
Yes, we don't
that's
want to.
Never a good idea.
No.
Never.
If this was Tenacious Toys.
Well, but that would be different.
Why isn't he a sponsor on this program?
Because, you know, we don't force anybody to do it if they don't want to.
Oh, I see.
Unless we want them to do it.
So we've asked and he said no.
No, that is not the case.
Oh, okay.
He just has not expressed interest.
I understand. That's too bad.
Let's move forward.
Let's do that.
You know what I just noticed here what? In the studio before we move forward?
What?
Is that a Droid Factory figure from...
It's a Droid Factory case, yes.
Floridar?
It is. There's no figure in that case.
Oh,
but
I
that
see.
Is a case. Yeah.
Gotcha. When are you going back there?
Probably a couple of years at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, I'm not going to go back. Too soon to go back with him.
With the kid?
With the child, yeah.
Damn, because you know years. The new series, there's new pieces.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
That are coming.
I don't doubt it.
And they have delicious turkey legs.
And a lot of delicious.
Which are actually ostrich. Fun fact to all of you out there. How
I did
they,
not know that.
How do they get them so big and juicy? They use a different bird.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's
it
is that accurate.
It is accurate.
Because I know they also do the saline.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
cooking them, they inject them with the saline solution
yeah.
to help
I
with
question,
the juiciness.
Yes. I question the authenticity of your reporting.
I have double confirmation from sources who work at Disney World.
There you go.
That
I was just going to say.
Wouldn't that be highly illegal, though?
I don't believe so, because they don't actually call it turkey leg.
What do they call it?
I don't know. But
yeah,
some kind of old
possible.
School name for whatever
I mean,
that is.
If they could get around it, that's fine.
Call
but
it beast leg or
but
something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Something
yeah,
like just, that.
You know, it's like, ha ha, with mead. You know, so they name it whatever they want.
Really?
And they can, yeah. It's
both
not turkey.
Both,
no, I get it.
I'm
just,
not mad.
I would find
ostrich
it,
is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
So ostrich is fucking awesome.
Like
I love ostrich
burger.
Yeah.
Remember
when we used to go to Fuddruckers?
I know, because they were the only place that had them.
Fuddruckers still has it, yeah.
Oh, I know, but for a while, they were like...
They were the only ones that had it.
Like, and that was the big draw. Let's go to Fuddruckers, play some shitty video games
yeah.
and ostrich burger.
They don't have video games anymore.
No.
And
the one on...
One of them. Maybe some of them still do.
Has the carousel and video games.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the one on 4, or maybe it is the one on 4.
No.
One of them
does. The one on 23. Wasn't it the one we used to go to?
We used to go to the one on 4.
On
the
oh, yeah.
Odeon.
That's right.
But there is one on 23.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one it is.
Fuddruckers is surprisingly not bad food.
No, I
that's
like
that's what I found out. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
We are so far off the topic.
We
it's
are.
Not even funny.
It's okay.
So we're moving forward, right?
We are moving forward.
All right.
Geek stuff.
So,
what's in the news?
E3.
Because that's probably the biggest
so
thing.
So much
news.
Stuff
that's
going on.
That's the biggest news?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Not only do we have Apple news, for all of you tech guys out there, we'll just a little quick nod over there.
Apple.
We have E3. Ugh. Monday was a jam-packed day of stuff.
Monday, I'm going to say Monday was the biggest day. Because that was Microsoft and Sony.
Oh, it was it was Microsoft, it was Sony, it was Apple, it was Ubisoft,
just
it was
E3.
EA, just E3.
Oh,
it was
stay focused.
Microsoft, yeah. Sony, Ubisoft,
yeah.
EA.
Right, but I mean...
Everybody. But console-wise?
Do we
just want to give some highlights?
Yes.
Or lowlights?
Well,
none of the Xbox news changed.
What? No,
right.
You know what? I think they kind of stayed away from it. They wanted to dump all the news before E3 so they could focus on games and what the console would really mean.
Except for the price announcement, right? That was
they E3. Did announce the price, and they announced, release date-ish area.
Right. So I wasn't following... speaking of release dates, by the way, you can pre-order both consoles right now.
You can. Yes. I have a pre-order in for one of them.
And I would recommend doing it through the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Amazon links posted on the website.
Yes,
there
and
you go.
And thank you to the 5 people who have already ordered random consoles.
That's awesome.
Kudos to all of you.
Right on.
Tell
us why you picked which one you picked.
Exactly. Well, I could say, looking at the numbers that I did this morning, that the PlayStation 4 is far out. By 4-1.
Wow.
The Xbox. But
what was the
based
price?
On our
what
numbers,
was the price for the
so
Xbox?
The Xbox One, the day one launch is going to be $499.
Right.
And the PS4 was announced as a $399 machine.
Correct. So I wasn't following any of the streams.
Yeah.
But I was following along on Twitter, watching people post
stuff.
Right. When the price point of the Xbox One hit, Twitter blew up with the most amount of vitriol I've ever seen.
I mean, we expected
ridiculous.
This. I think like a week ago I said it's probably going to be $500.
Yeah, but I guess we all kind of expected it, but we didn't want to believe it.
$500
kind of like the government spying.
$500 bucks for a system that has no...
No. Go ahead, please. Finish your sentence.
That has no...
Are you looking for the word backwards compatibility?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my thing, right? So the way that I game personally,
right.
I don't have that many issues with my specific usage, let's be clear, on how the Xbox One is handling certain things.
Right.
Now, for the friends that I have and understanding, I don't like the DRM nonsense either. Yeah, it kind of sucks. But think about it this way. You're a developer, right? You publish whatever. And there is a market out there. There is a gray market store in your eyes that is making $2.5 billion a year, and you're not making any money for the game that you are developing, that you have your team spending nights and days and months on end making this game, and then someone's going to a retailer of some kind and just buying it, and you're not seeing any of that money. So I can understand the frustration there.
Hold on. I'm going to cut you off because, you know, those used games were originally bought at the price that you developer wanted to sell them at, and they sold.
Sure.
All right.
So
my interjection here would be that someone who's purchasing a used game may only be purchasing it because it's a used game. So I don't know that because it's no longer to be able to be played used that it will translate into a new copy of the game being sold. That's first of all. And second of all, what about like downloadable content? The developers are making the money off the downloadable content.
The DLC
is that
stuff you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right. So what
that
I'm
would
saying,
be downloadable
so
content.
No, I understand.
Let's
I'm
say
saying,
I don't want to buy.
What do you mean by yeah?
I don't want to buy Game X new, but I'll buy it for $30 used.
Sure.
And drop $30 on DLC.
But here's what they're saying, right? So if you want to do that, you can pick up that game and you can buy it for publisher's price, $30, and now you have that game. They don't want you to go to a random store and pick it up for however much that store decides to make because they're making 100% profit off that game. They're saying that you'll still be able to buy it at $25, $30, whatever they decide, but that money is going to go directly to the publisher or developer.
Except that you're buying a used game at $30 and a new game at $80. There's a $50 or $70. There's a $40 or $50 discrepancy. I might not buy a game at $70 and then spend the extra money on downloadable content.
No, what I'm saying is for the Xbox specifically, right?
Yeah, for the Xbox specifically.
Right, you buy this game on a disc.
Right.
You install it on your machine.
Right.
You can throw away the disc. You do whatever you want, and you still have the rights to resell it because it's not about the disc. It's about the license for the game.
Right.
Right? Now, I can go to anybody's house, sign in, and play my game from anywhere without installing it.
Right.
It's kind of cool if you think about it.
Sure.
First of all, so if it's like iTunes.
But isn't that limited to the number of people you can do that with?
No.
Oh, okay.
So if I go over to your house and then somebody else's house and I sign in, I can play that game.
They haven't announced.
They've talked about
that. They said no limitations on
I mean, who knows? But the basic idea is if I go over to your house and we want to play my game, I can sign in and we can all sign on and play together.
Right.
Via the cloud.
Which is kind of cool.
Yes.
Right, because you're playing it off of servers or whatever, or it's loading as you do it, whatever.
So, and if
servers
are down.
Which is nice. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to use your console anyway.
Right.
So, so that's the first thing. The second thing is you're able to sell a used game, right? You have to be a friend with this person or whatever for 30 days. So it really wants you to be a friend in person that you kind of know.
Right.
I'm not saying this is good or bad. But then you can sell that digital license of the game to somebody, and that'll probably be whatever markdown the publisher decides. So if you bought the game at $70 with the disc that you install, and 3 months later you want to sell it to your friend,
right,
the publisher will probably charge, what, $30-$40 for it cheaper. And now your friend has the game digitally. They didn't go into a retailer, and developer or publisher makes their money.
But the concern that I have is, if that's the what if I don't want to sell it to a friend or buy it from a friend?
Yeah, what if I just want to dump it?
Just get rid of it. We don't know yet.
Especially
I totally understand what you're saying.
With the cloud play, why would I sell it to you if I could just play it with you anyway? Because chances are we want to play it together.
Ever playing together.
In this scenario,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
But let's say there's Game X that I want, and my friends don't have Game X because I'm the weirdo that likes the Transformers game, but nobody I know does.
Sure.
I don't have access to that game.
It's a hell of a great example.
Because none of my other friends have it.
Okay.
So it's clearly an imperfect. I'm not saying I understand what the developers are trying to do. I just think that
I think the other
backlash
thing,
is going to be enormous.
I understand the other, but the other thing you have to understand is the PS4. As much as they announce awesome stuff, right?
Right.
So checking in online once a day, I don't get that. Yeah. I mean, I think that has to do with, you know, it's more PC-based stuff, so you can kind of mod the console, and they don't want you to do that. They want to make sure you're online. The other thing is a lot of these games are using cloud-based systems,
right?
So I think you kind of need it. Yeah, that kind of stuff, a little weird. I can understand, you know, people who are overseas or in the military or people who are on, like, deep-sea exploration.
Yeah.
Real people who play games,
yeah.
They're not going to be able to use the console. That, that's a little messed
up. That's stupid.
But, you know, the other thing is, as much as PS4 is like, we don't care, do whatever you want with a disc, in terms of used games, they still said it's up to the developer or publisher to decide pricing and stuff. That's something that
passing the buck.
Yeah, but how do they regulate?
But that's what Microsoft's doing too. They were just upfront about, like, we don't make any money, but it's developer
publisher
choice. But
how is the developer regulating the used price?
Probably because of online play or something like that, or we don't know. But that's what Sony said so far. That hey, do whatever you want, give the disc to whoever you want, sell it to whoever you want, but keep in mind that the pricing.
So they're still
is up
blocking
to
out GameStop.
They can, yes. From what they've said, that it's up to developers and publishers. And they kind of like release that under the table, you know. They definitely have a lot better options. I think the price point thing that people are really concerned about, the reason why there's that price point is because the Kinect 2 or whatever we're calling it is in the box with the Xbox. And I think for a lot of people, that's going to be a really big deal that they're not thinking about.
But they have to have it.
That's true.
They don't have a choice of having it.
That's true. You're totally right. But I think the way that you're seeing this is whether it's with the interactive TV series stuff or whether it's just controlling your home entertainment system or the way that it really could work in a shooter. So they showed a game called Rise, right?
Right.
Which is this really cool. You play Marcus Antony? I can't remember.
Mark Antony?
No, I don't know.
Like,
and
Mark
a shooter?
Yeah.
Or do you sing in the game?
No, which way
does that go?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
You command the Legions
somebody?
Of Rome?
Yeah, something
or,
like, yes, you command the Legions of Rome.
Or do you sing bad, like, lovey pop hits?
You
because...
could do both, because Just Dance 900 is coming out, too. But, you know, no, so this game, right, play as pretty much you're leading a Roman army. Imagine if you could put your hand up and there was a shield there. There's a small level of orb leaning around corners in games. Those small little ideas on top of, you know, people could play their, like, yoga games and do fitness, whatever. Could be just a small little thing that's a big deal for people.
I don't understand how Mark Antony is tied to yoga and fitness.
I just...
They're two separate things about the Kinect.
I think that all of that, at this stage, where we are right now, I think that all of that is still, in my opinion at least, a gimmick.
You know, but I think the Kinect has the ability to make it not a gimmick.
But...
And I think
forcing
if we're looking
people...
at a console that's going to be 8-10 years from now... To put the technology behind it is pretty awesome. If you've looked at how many people it can track and the depth, and it knows what clothing you're wearing, essentially. And yes, this is creepy.
Right.
I realize it, but you can turn it off. They have officially talked about privacy. You can completely disable it, just so you guys are wondering.
But they're forcing people into it.
Absolutely, because they think it's going to be an integral part of the experience
they
that they're giving people.
It's going to be that, and
no, they
therefore
know
they're forcing
to
people to be a part of it, whether they want to or not, and at a higher price tag for the system.
But I don't understand. I mean, they're saying that we have this amazing, groundbreaking piece of technology.
And whether you like it or not, you are paying for it.
It's bundled with a system, yeah.
Yeah, but if they popped it out, they'd be competitive with Sony. They made it a choice rather than a forced upon you decision.
But I'm saying in that way, you're looking at something that isn't a complete idea.
Right.
Without the Kinect, it's not the complete system. They want you to be able to sit down on your couch and just be like, Xbox on, play what Game of Thrones, and it pops up HBO Go, and it logs you in, and it does that. That experience that they think is important, the home entertainment piece, without the Kinect, just becomes you're not going to use it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless you have smart glass. But they want you to have that seamless, I'm going to sit down and scroll through the menus and go through my game. They want that as part of the experience. So I understand why they're bundling. I understand. Hey, man, it's $100 more expensive. Sure. And a lot of people don't see themselves using this for now. And maybe they would buy the console and buy a Kinect later. They can't do that. I totally get where. Right. But I think the crazy hatred towards Microsoft and no one's like thinking about why is a little ridiculous.
I don't think no one's thinking about why. I think it's a valid reason if it's $100 more and they're forcing you to buy
$100
a Kinect.
Isn't nothing. You're right. You're totally right.
That's not invalid.
I'm not saying it's invalid.
What did you just call it? Didn't you just say something about the vitriol that's coming to
I think that a lot of people, without looking – I didn't say unwarranted. I think a lot of people immediately are hating on what's going on with the console without really looking deep into why.
I think people are looking
at – Okay, they don't need to look any deeper than they're forcing me to buy a product that I may or may not want because they think it's a good idea for me to have it.
But
I don't think that's not looking deep. I think that's right at the surface where they need to be looking.
But I don't think that's the case. I think if I, as a developer – of any item.
Here we go.
If I as a developer,
I get you're defending the developers, but you are not looking at, and I think the developers vis-a-vis are not looking at the surface and the issue of price in this economy, number one.
Sure.
And number two, forcing people to have something and to pay a higher price for it because the developers think it's a great idea is stupid. And that's why, for the first time in my life, I'm going to say this, PlayStation is going to win.
I'm not saying it won't. Okay. I have both systems. I right. like the PlayStation a lot. I have a PlayStation 3. You know, all four of my friends. We play online. you know, and The Last of Us is coming out, and I'm very excited for that. I mean, I'll probably end up with both systems only because I have $250 for free to spend
right.
on my Xbox. Otherwise, I may not get it. But,
you're welcome.
But it's right. But you know, I don't. If I've decided as my I want you to have this as part of the complete thing. And you're saying, but I don't want half of it. I'm saying, well, but then you're not getting the thing that I want you to get. Yes, you're bundling a piece of product you don't want. That's fine. But if you get a computer and I decide, hey, it needs to come with a mouse and keyboard, and you say, you know what? I don't want to pay for that. We're not going to.
That's hardly the same thing.
Sure it is. Well,
no, it is.
I'm saying that part of you using
not.
My computer.
You can't use a – if you – let's say we're talking about – let's pick a random machine, Mac Mini, and you're saying, well, I don't want the keyboard and the mouse with it. Well, that's a stupid analogy. But if you're saying, well, if you're buying a Mac Mini and you know necessity requires you to have a keyboard and mouse, but you're saying, well, you also have to have Apple TV.
Let's go with a front-facing camera instead. Because that's legitimately exactly what it is.
Okay.
I think that whatever phone you're holding should have a front-facing camera because I believe that part of it is video chatting and face-to-face communication.
I agree.
And that's the future of whatever.
I agree.
And you say, but I don't want to pay for that. Make it cheaper and give me one without it. And I'm like, no, I've decided that that's part of what we want you to do. I want you to pay for Skype or video chat or whatever it is. You don't say, hey, make the phone $100 cheaper and hand me this.
Okay, so I have just one quick argument to that, and then I think we should either move on
with
the
E3 conversation or
something else.
I'm with you.
The argument I would have with that is that there are phones out there right now without a front-facing camera that are the same price as phones with a front-facing camera. So I don't think that the front-facing camera necessarily affects the price.
Well, the other problem is if they did it like this.
I see this as more as here is my car. This is your Lincoln MDX SUV.
Sure.
Do you want the navigation system or no? No, I don't. Well, if you don't have it, you can't drive. The car would start without the navigation system.
Okay.
That's a good analogy.
That's how I see this.
Okay. Uh-huh. Fair enough.
And maybe I'm looking at it wrong.
No.
I still want to drive.
I totally think – I totally think that's a valid analogy. But I think what's going to make the Xbox stand out, because everything's multi-platform for the most part because it's too expensive to make a game for – unless you're Microsoft Studios or Naughty Dog or Sony. If you're a third-party developer, you want it everywhere so that everyone can play it and you make money from everybody.
Right.
What's going to single you out? Because they're both super powerful systems. They're both, you know, online.
Do you think there's undue stress on the developers now, though, to create a different version of the game that interacts with Kinect that will not interact with
I think Microsoft is paying people under the table to make games with Kinect. And okay. I think that certain developers are seeing an amazing, like, oh, wow, we could do some really cool stuff with this. And Microsoft's like, yeah, you can.
Because if you remember when the Wii first came out,
right?
There were games that were hitting for, like, PlayStation, PS3, and Xbox, right?
Right.
And then, like, 6 months later, when they figured out how to make the Wiimote and Nunchuck work, it would hit... It would hit the Wii.
Yeah, but it was always a gimmicky, crappy version of it.
Let's take our own wonderful. Let's take our own wonderful listeners as the example.
Okay.
In five, did you say five OG or four?
Five sales.
Five
four
sales.
To one.
Four PlayStation. One Xbox.
Let's be clear.
So if the developers are being under the table to produce something that has something to do with it, but nobody has the fucking system, what then?
You're right. It's a choice. It's a player choice. Sure. I think PlayStation murdered Sony, murdered Microsoft in terms of they rolled out.
And not only that, they are kicking sand in their face with all these little videos and these little promotions.
It's really well done. And I applaud Sony for really going out there.
Presidential election.
And I applaud them for taking on the problems that Microsoft's had with the community and pretty much being like, come to us. Like, come back to us. Remember the PS2 days? We were the best
the
out there.
Grin.
You got us.
The grin
on his
CEO's
face.
Oh, face of Sony in that, here's how you share games on PS4, was absolutely earned and priceless at the same time.
Absolutely. I'm totally for Sony and what they did,
just
to be clear. I just think it's important, there's Xbox. Yeah. Are they
screwing
over a lot
of people?
Do we want to
do something?
I'm going to say that this has been an educational experience for me.
Okay.
So I appreciate that.
Do we want to do some quick hits on other
E3? Let's talk about non-arguing E3 stuff. Some cool games. Some
Mad Max.
Mad Max looked really cool. Yes. Really cool trailer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
That's on the heels of the Tom Hardy taking over the Mel Gibson role in Fury Road, which is, I guess, going to come out, actually.
Good time stuff.
What was the
I don't like Tom
Titanfall?
Yeah,
I heard. Now that's Xbox. Is that correct or is that multi-platform?
I think it's multi-platform.
That's the one with the mechs that everybody was screaming
it's
about.
It's online and there's mechs and not mechs. Yeah, like if you play a player, you're super fast and you're agile, and if you play a mech, they're pretty quick, but you're running around. There was a lot of that leaked a little bit before the show, but that looked pretty cool.
The Batman.
Arkham
Origins,
which
I think looks great.
Stuff.
It's funny because I wrote something up real quick when I posted the trailer online, and then I went back and I started to just look at what other people were writing, and almost everybody's little quick that I read on that one was the same. It was Arkham Origins doesn't look any different than the previous two, but that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Everybody is just like, you know what? If this is a true seamless transition from one company to the next, one game to the next, then kudos to that. The game looks good. Gameplay looks good. I like Black Mask as a
villain.
That
yeah, no
cool,
doubt.
So
let's talk about Star Wars Battlefront developed by DICE.
Yeah, I think that's a really good. That's going to be awesome.
It's
a
year away, right?
See, but that's what EA does, right? Like, hey, hate us for all the disasters, but we know you want this game, so too bad.
We know you want Battlefront.
They just showed like a small little trailer, and it got everyone excited.
And it was
excited.
An Wasn't it just like
yep.
an ad-at? Yeah.
And a snow speeder spinning and crashing.
Yeah.
That's it. But it was enough.
To wet your whistle.
On the EA front, on something we talked about weeks ago, Mac version of the new SimCity delayed till August.
Oh, yeah, they're pushing that back because I feel they're going to make the, 0.1 version, and they want to make sure they can't have another hiccup.
I know Kingdom Hearts was announced,
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Which is huge, right?
Which is a big deal.
I've never
deal.
Played Kingdom Hearts, although I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it's good. It's really interesting.
But
really,
that was a huge...
It's really sweet, addicting game. Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3. Final Fantasy Versus 13, which has been, like, murky, muddy, and, there's some really cool stuff, and then it disappears forever. They just renamed it 15, Final Fantasy 15. And they showed some really cool in-game footage for it, and I guess it's been in development so long they switched the title.
Now, what about Nintendo?
I don't know. This all happened this morning, and there wasn't a conference. It was, Best Buy locations.
There was something yesterday, too, though. There was something with some... Retro was doing some sort of Donkey Kong game, I think, and... But I didn't. Oh, Mario Kart was this morning, I heard, looks awesome.
And there's something about playing as Princess Peach.
Yeah, but I didn't get to really follow the Nintendo.
Yeah,
I gotta
go. Yeah,
today, so
absolutely.
So I missed out on the Nintendo stuff. What else? What else was really?
So
what else was huge?
Really quickly, I'm a Halo fan, and the tease that got me excited. But obviously, I mean, we knew it was going to come out. It was just a really cool trailer to look at.
Sure.
And if you dive a little deeper, it looks like they're going more emotional, more gritty, changing it up. So I'm excited about that. But the two games that I'm really excited about, there's been a lot of cool stuff. Three games: Destiny, which is Bungie's new game, which is this awesome persistent world online. Players can come in and out of your game. You know, you it's just going online and having fun with friends and
it's
doing all kinds of story
stuff.
It's
sort of like an MMO?
It's kind of MMO. It's kind of Borderlands. It's kind of Halo. There's a big, crazy story that's really well acted. Right, but it's not MMO where, like,
sounds
you're
like
playing.
Defiance.
Yeah, except not terrible. So, you know, it's really, I'm really excited about Destiny. I trust Bungie a lot with a lot of what they do, and it's really exciting to hear them talk about it and finally see some gameplay. The other game is Watch Dogs, which is kind of, we saw last year as the next-gen game, and the more that I hear about it, you know, this new thing with, like, smart glass and being able to pull out a tablet and call your friend to help you out, and then they can hack the helicopter where the police are chasing you and kind of, like, help you out, escape, or go into your game and mess you up instead. There's a really cool... And the other thing is that I just watched this.
No one we know would do that.
People can actually come into your game. You're playing single player. You're just hanging out, right?
Right.
And then there's some guy in your game, and their job is to tail you. So we've all had that mission, right?
Yeah.
Where you have to tail this character in GTA or whatever it is. But now the guy tailing you is a real person.
Person.
And you get to figure that out and take them out or whatever. So, like, those kind of elements, and Watch Dogs in general is a really interesting game to watch. And the other one would be The Division, which I would definitely check out a trailer for. It just looks really cool. It's the new Tom Clancy game, and it's another online game, third person. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm
really excited about that. And then, you know, there's all the sequels and stuff that look pretty good.
Right, right.
You know, but The Division's definitely a standout. Watch Dogs, I'm still excited about. Destiny's really cool. And then other than that, some teasers and some good stuff along the way. But that's a lot of good stuff out of E3, a lot of fun. And if you care about sports games, they look better.
Okay. And there it is.
Yep.
Do you want to hit quickly on the Apple?
Yeah, we can do that too.
And
sure.
And then we'll move on to some of the other news stuff that we have for the segment one.
Sure. So Apple... announced a bunch of stuff. They got out there and talked about how much stuff they sold and everything. They made fun of themselves, which I thought was kind of funny.
Sea Lion,
right. So they talked about the new operating system coming out, which is 10.9. I refuse to call it by its name. I don't think it makes any sense at all.
Was it Goose or Iceman? Oh, it was Mavericks.
Yeah. They're either going with NBA teams or political slogans. I don't really know what they're doing. I guess the next one is going to be called OS 11 Hope or something. I don't know. Making fun of Sarah Palin in case not. So that's out. Some cool features on there. You'll finally have iBooks on your desktop. Who knows? We'll see more as it comes out. iOS 7, they kind of showed that, which is the next operating system for your iPhone or iPad, and super divisive.
Early reviews are they have just picked and choose from everything in the industry.
They made a really, really good remix is pretty much what people are looking at. And a lot of people really like it. Some people don't. A lot of people really like the idea, but they think it's either too cluttered or the icons look weird or, you know, I respect them for finally doing what everyone thought they wouldn't, which is let's change it up.
Right.
Let's
now, this really was not part of E3, this announcement, right?
This was not part of E3. It was a separate conference. Right. It happened to be going at the same time. I was actually watching the Microsoft announcement and Apple side by side.
So do you think the Apple announcement just got overshadowed by the capacity of E3? It doesn't seem like there was a lot of buzz this year.
I think mainstream media is talking about Apple.
Okay.
And I think in this community, we're more excited about the games than E3, and that's what you're seeing. So new operating systems. The coolest thing to me, I do a lot of professional video work and that kind of stuff.
Right.
They showed a preview of the Mac Pro, which looks like a 1973 coffee maker. But it looks really, really awesome. Almost like a droid.
Mr. Mac.
Right. It almost looks like a droid. Mixed with a trash can kind of thing, but the guts and how powerful it is have me really excited. Except for one drawback,
which is
the fact that you can't use CUDA, if anyone knows what I'm talking about, NVIDIA, and if you use Premiere or any of those guys, it uses the Mercury engine, and they went with AMD instead of NVIDIA, whatever.
Right.
But we'll see how that works out. But it's a super powerful machine. I'm really excited for it. Thank you, Apple, for saying that you have professionals back and meaning it. And then they released new Airs. So in general, check out the Apple website, whatever.
Cool.
But we'll see. But there's just a lot of stuff this week that happened.
All right. Well, let's move into our trailer then.
Absolutely.
Because I think we only have one that we really need to talk about.
Oh, one that really matters.
We kind of talked about the Origins one already from E3. So let's talk about Hobbit, the Desolation of Smaug.
Yes.
The biggest trailer. Although tonight, there's a big trailer tonight too. 300 is tonight.
Ooh, that's is it?
Like 7 p.m. East Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. It's 300 Rise of the Empires.
Nice.
Is going to hit tonight.
Very cool.
The poster hit online tonight. Poster looks fantastic, by the way. But Desolation of Smog.
Uh-huh.
I think it looks great. When the trailer first hit, I didn't get to watch it right away.
Right.
But again, I happened to be on Twitter and watching people's reactions.
Slash Film put it up a day early.
Oh, did they really?
So they actually had it out yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're getting fine.
The official release date was today, I thought.
No. The poster Tuesdays. Was Monday. Tuesday was the trailer.
Tuesdays is always released.
Oh, my bad.
But everybody's talking about smog. And I was really bummed. Because I didn't want to see smog in the trailer. I wanted to save it for the movie. So then I saw the trailer. And imagine how surprised and pleasantly surprised I was that you still don't see smog. You see his head,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a full reveal. The way people were talking about it, I thought it was like full on
flying and flying.
Like, they did foot in the gold
right.
craziness, and it was not. It was shadowy head, eye, horn, and
really, really well done. Yeah,
awesome.
They
done.
Do the post release date tease thing, where like the last thing at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, first time we see Legolas
and Evangeline Lilly.
Toriel.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. Although, the controversy surrounding Toriel is what it is. Get over it, people, at this point. You kind of just have to. At this point, it is what it is. You're either going to let it ruin the entire film for you, or you're not.
Yeah, there was all this big hubbub last week about they revealed the image of her, of how she's going to look in the movie. And I was like, they put an action figure out of this character a year ago.
Yeah, but the action figure, my recollection, the action figure from the first Hobbit movie, in general, we're not
good.
So
you still knew what she was going to look like.
No, it was like a molded piece of plastic that was vaguely reminiscent of maybe someone who sort of looked like Evangeline Lilly's cousin.
I get it,
dressed as an elf. You know what I mean?
So that's amazing.
There was still kind of something interesting about seeing her last week, and then again in the trailer, it was fine. But yeah, I thought the trailer did what it was supposed to do.
Legolas
got you excited.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And one of my favorite bits from The Hobbit in general is the barrels over the waterfall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So to see that tease in the trailer, my my geek boner was there
lit.
But yeah, so it was great. I liked it. It was a good trailer.
Cool.
Kudos to that.
Right on.
Yeah, it looks a lot more action filled than the first one. I think they did that on purpose because a lot of people were like, oh, so slow.
It's almost like a trilogy where they set up the pacing properly.
Yes, almost.
almost
like that.
So, that's very exciting. And that's when? December?
December 13th?
Something like that.
I think
so. It's far off. Yeah,
it's a bit to go.
A lot of crazy other movies.
At least three more trailers before now in December.
Oh, yeah, we'll see stuff. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff coming out. Your favorite movie is coming out this Friday.
Superman.
Yeah, apparently people don't hate it.
When the day started.
Yeah.
Rave reviews. High reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the last time I had checked, the last Superman movie by almost 10% on Rotten Tomatoes was doing better than Man of Steel.
Wow.
So I don't know I don't know if that's just curmudgeon-y reviewers. Because the people I know that saw it already, because I know, I think two people that have seen it already loved it. Thought it was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Lots of teases. Can we spoil it? Lots of very subtle teases to the future of the DC movie universe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So teeing some stuff up.
So yeah. Okay. I don't think this is a huge spoiler, but there's a satellite in the film that they show that has Wayne Enterprises on it. They make references to Star Labs, which of course kind of ties back.
I heard there's something about Supergirl.
There's a couple of different things in there. No after credit stinger. So you don't have to worry about that if you don't want
to
sit through 80 minutes of credits like you did with Iron Man 3.
Where they added fake people.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. I think that the other trailer that kind of hit today, but it's the Wolverine International trailer, the second one. Nothing really significant in that. A little bit better look at Viper, but nothing really to... Write home about Viper, of course. Madam Hydra, which I think is very funny because everybody is trying to figure out a way to cross over without crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And a little bit better look at what we think is Silver Samurai, but might be a guy in a robot suit, but might be a mechanized suit.
Yeah.
So we still don't know. But overall, nothing huge, nothing really significant.
I mean, we'll still be seeing all of those. I'm excited to see Man of Steel. I'm just going to, leave my expectations at the door.
Look, again, I think it's going to be polarizing. I think some people want to hate it, and they're going to.
Absolutely.
I think some people want to love it, and they're gonna, and then there's gonna be the people that count, the people that are just going in hoping for to be entertained. And if they're entertained, then it's successful.
Absolutely.
And if they're not, then it's not. And that's it.
Yep.
It's the middle of the road people that you really have to pay attention to, because those are the ones that are going to sell the most tickets for you. Those are the ones that are going to...
Yeah, some are blockbusters.
Those are the ones that are going to determine the future of the franchise.
Yep.
Speaking of the franchise, DC has sort of, or Warner Brothers has sort of already kind of announced that Man of Steel 2, Superman 2...
They greenlit it and fast-tracked it.
Fast-tracked it. Mm-hmm. So we will see it before we see Justice League.
Yeah, 2 years.
So they're kind of...
That doesn't sound like Iron Man at all.
No. Well, I think they finally are listening to all that criticism about trying to develop characters. Of course, Man of Steel 2 is still not Flash 1, Wonder Woman 1, Batman 1,
right,
or whatever. Unless, of course, they're going to introduce someone in Man of Steel 2. Wonder Woman would be the most likely character, in my personal opinion, to then spin off to a Justice League movie. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Other things.
Oh.
What?
What other things? We got one other thing. Game of Thrones just ended.
Game of Thrones did just end.
And if you've seen it... Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowie Kazowie? You haven't seen it?
I've seen it. Okay. What I thought was that they should have combined the two last episodes into
one two-hour
season finale. Because
I don't disagree with you.
The previous week was much more dramatic than this week was.
I think they had to wrap up on the last episode, yes, but I saw the episode before the last one like the same day. So
right,
it didn't bother
right,
me. If I were waiting a week and then saw this pacing, I would have been a little upset.
A little off track, but... Since we talked about HBO, it's just triggering me. Have either of you watched Family Tree?
No, I heard you have to. I heard it's hysterical.
It's hysterical. Chris O'Dowd is fantastic. For those of you who don't know, Family Tree is Christopher Guest's.
Yeah, all the
HBO,
Christopher Guest people.
Well, not yet.
Right.
So far, it's only Michael McKean. So far, it's only Michael McKean.
No, there's a couple more than that. There's a couple of those second-tier guys who you don't really know the name of.
I don't think that they've shown yet.
They have.
Unless they have in the newest episode.
I'm not talking about the main players. I'm always talking about like these character guys who have small little.
I think
Balaban's been on there already. Hasn't he?
He has not been on there yet.
He hasn't.
No.
Well, I know that there's more than.
The most recent one, which is the only one I haven't seen yet.
I know that there's more than one of them that's been on there.
Okay, but Family Tree. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
Yeah.
It's hysterical. It's a half an hour. I think there's only been 3 or 4 episodes on, so it's not really a huge commitment. Enjoy it. Laugh.
Yep.
Ha ha. And then the last thing that I just want to address, which I think is bullshit, is the Karen Gillan is Angela thing in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think it's going to happen.
I think it's bullshit.
Why?
Well, first of all, I'm trying to...
When you say bullshit, you don't mean you think it's true and it's crap. You mean you think it's bullshit.
I don't think that it's
true. Okay, I just want to
clear
that up for the fans.
I could be very wrong, and if I am wrong, I'm about to explain to you why I think it would work. So Angela is now in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Or is about to be in the Marvel Universe.
Age of Ultron number 10 with a Joe Quesada cover.
Right, which is coming out in a few weeks.
You like Joe Quesada, right?
Yeah.
Big fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hugs. Man hugs.
Joe and I, let's say we don't get on.
No?
Is that how we would describe it?
That's
Joe
how
get on?
I would describe it. No, I think Joe would be like, he's an asshole.
He might. So after her stint in Age of Ultron,
sure,
she's joining Guardians of the Galaxy. Not the team, but the book, for at least the story arc, I think with issue 5 or 6 of Guardians of the Galaxy. Issue 3, of course, came out this week. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it makes sense. If you want to sell the character to a new audience in the Marvel Universe, what better way than to include her in the movie? And then hopefully that translates back into book sales. And
absolutely,
people will get on board. So if they do it, you know. I hope they don't do it, but...
But if they do... No, it makes sense. It's good from, you know...
Yeah, I understand why
standpoint.
They would do it if they did it.
And it could be a cool character. Who knows?
Sure.
I mean...
I like the character of Angela.
Yes.
I'm okay with the character.
Yeah.
I'm still odd about this whole Marvel universe thing.
How's she going to work without Spawn, though? I really don't see... I mean, I...
Well, because... You know, if you remember the character, she was an angel, right?
Yeah, she was badass.
She was badass.
Yeah.
And you know, her kind of focus in the Spawn book was kind of Spawn.
Yeah.
But let's say Spawn's not there anymore. Or let's say she's been reassigned.
But are they going to, like, casually mention it? But
no,
not.
No.
But I mean, not by name. Like
nope.
You know, slyly poke at the fact?
We don't
know. Or is
there
a whole new origin to
it? We don't know.
It.
We don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if there was an underhanded kind of poke or jab.
Weren't you hunting after some dead guy? Well, yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. You know what I mean? Like that kind
of
thing.
I'll tell you what, though. If they're going to do it, it's not going to be an Age of Ultron. Because the tone of Age of Ultron is way serious.
Is it?
Whereas Guardians of the Galaxy is already kind of very... With Rocket Raccoon alone, the book is a bit tongue-in-cheek. He's a smart-ass character. Sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one that says something. It would work.
So Age of Ultron does the serious reintroduction of the character, and then they make some underhanded one-panel, that's it, they go back to it.
Right.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
People who don't know won't pick up on it.
Yeah.
People who do know will appreciate it,
right.
And that'll be it. Yep. They'll leave it where it is.
It'll be a tweeted panel, and then it'll go away forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, with that, I think we could probably take our first break.
Ooh. All right, OG.
It's a doozy.
And let's take that first. Sorry, I had a candy. I had a candy in my mouth. I couldn't get around it.
Okay.
Right, OG. And with that, we'll take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 293, Rare.
93. Ahoy, hoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. This is the heavily compacted, short and sweet version of our E3 coverage. Just skimming the bullet points. There will also be an episode of Super Game Stuff on the Big Kev Geek Stuff feed, where I address nearly every single game at E3. But first, remember that The Last of Us is coming out for the PlayStation 3 this Friday, June 14th, and you should definitely buy it. Just need to put that out there so it doesn't get lost amongst the other games. Also, it wouldn't hurt if you checked out State of Decay for XBLA. Rent or avoid Remember Me, and if you're thinking about buying Fuse, just wait till it's $10 on Newegg. Kicking off the Microsoft press conference is Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Limb. This time, Metal Gear is going to be a massively open world, where it's completely up to you how to approach the objective. The game looks amazing, thanks to the new Fox Engine, with its remarkable lighting system. And Snake is now being voiced by Kiefer Sutherland. Metal Gear Solid 5 will be released on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. The sequel to my favorite game of 2011 is getting a sequel. Wait, what? Dark Souls 2 is due out in March of 2014 for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. I cannot wait to go beyond death. Microsoft has finally made a sequel to Killer Instinct. It's not by the original team or even the developer's namesake, but it's a free-to-play digital download game because you're only given one character to fight as, and every single other character must be purchased with microtransactions. Still excited? There's pros and cons to paying for how much you want to play, but it seems a little weird. How about just charge me $20? Dead Rising 3 is being taken out of the malls and into the big-ass open world. With a slightly more serious tone and a higher zombie count, you run through the city or even jump into a car, murdering hordes of zombies to survive. Dead Rising 3 is exclusive to Xbox One. Another Halo game is being made by 343 Studios. Of course we knew that, but for some reason it's being called Halo, and not Halo 5. My guess is it's a side story. They don't want to rush and accidentally finish the new trilogy so soon. Halo is due out for Xbox One. That sounds familiar. In 2014. Titanfall is the first game from the new studio, Respawn Entertainment. Started by the two guys that developed Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So now their own game is a sci-fi title, with jetpacks, wall running, and giant mech robots. It looks like Call of Duty meets Killzone. Titanfall will be available for Xbox 360, Xbox One, and PC this holiday. South Park, The Stick of Truth is coming out this holiday. You're already looking forward to Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which comes out October 29th, and Watch Dogs, which comes out November 19th. But now Ubisoft is working on a new IP called The Division. It's a third-person online multiplayer shooter about survival at the end of the world. So you should be looking forward to this one, too. While it's too soon to show any video, Electronic Arts has gained some goodwill for once with the announcement of Star Wars Battlefront, the third game in the series, and Mirror's Edge 2. Batman Arkham Origins is finally done messing around with CG trailers and showed off some actual gameplay. This strategy worked because now I'm actually looking forward to this game. It looks like Batman Arkham City but with more weather effects, which is a very good thing. And who knows for how long, but the Joker makes an appearance. Sadly, it's not Mark Hamill. Looks like someone's already thinking about that Episode 7 money. Batman Arkham Origins is available for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and something called a Wii U on October 25th. Final Fantasy Versus 13 will never come out. and that's because it's been retitled Final Fantasy XV. This is huge news, and a great reason to listen to Super Game Stuff, because I have a lot of thoughts on this subject. But as far as the game itself, yeah, you're going to want to play this. Then suddenly, Kingdom Hearts 3 was finally announced. Quite amazing how long they can string fans along with prequels and interludes before they can actually give them a proper sequel. Final Fantasy XV and Kingdom Hearts 3 will be released on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. That's right, they are not exclusive to PlayStation 4. The biggest news of E3 is the battle between Microsoft's Xbox One and Sony's PlayStation 4. Microsoft released a press statement stating that the Xbox One will not play used games, can only be given but not lent to a person, only once and permanently, and you must have your system check in via online every 24 hours. While everyone assumes Sony must have some similar evil business model, Sony said, fuck that noise. PlayStation 4 has no DRM restrictions. Rent games, borrow games from a friend, whatever you want. And there's no online check-in. You could play a used game on the moon if you wanted. And heads exploded. Then Sony says, guess what, bitches? Microsoft's Xbox One is $500? Well, the PlayStation 4, $400. We've listened to the gaming community, and not only have we given you everything you've wanted, but our console is $100 cheaper. Bravo to Sony. And finally, to wrap up this very abridged version of our E3 coverage, Nintendo did a really dumb thing. Instead of having an E3 press conference, they decided to stream a pre-recorded infomercial. The stream was all jacked up and choppy. It would buffer and freeze. But out of it, they showed Super Mario 3D World, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD, which is not a new game, but an HD remake, Mario Kart 8, Bayonetta 2, and Smash Bros. 4, in which Smash Bros. 4 has Mega Man as a playable character, which is really cool. So basically, Nintendo's message was, if you like our Nintendo games, buy a Nintendo system. But that's pretty much all we have for you. We're on all of this and a lot more on the Super Game Stuff episode, which you will find on the Big Kev Geek Stuff feed. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 293, Rare. Of course, over the break, you heard what I'm calling the truncated Game Stuff by Coke Logic.
Uh-huh.
This weekend, we are going to have a much longer,
right on,
expanded Super Game Stuff, where he talks about a little bit more about E3 and some of the stuff that he...
Cool. What he has to say. It'd be cool if we could actually speak.
Yeah, you know what? We could...
But we'll figure it out.
We could certainly arrange it. I'm sure that he would be down to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can certainly...
Coke Logic versus Scapegoat.
No verses.
Just a friendly conversation.
And an all-out steel cage, 15 feet high.
I don't know about
two
all that.
Two men enter.
Does anyone remember Celebrity Deathmatch, by the way?
I do. Sure. That was the claymation one.
Yeah,
right?
That was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Uh-huh. A lot of fun.
I did enjoy that.
Yep.
Why is Neil Gaiman quitting U.S. signing tours?
I just think that he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh,
that's a good answer.
Well,
honestly, I don't think there's. I don't think it was like, you know, I don't think he was touched inappropriately by someone wanting to say,
show me on the bear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
I just think he doesn't want to do it anymore.
His new book is coming out.
Yes.
And what's it called, OG?
The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
Yes, Ocean at the End of the Lane. And he's doing a number of signings, so you should use your Google feature on your machine, your search feature, to find a signing and go tell Neil that he should not quit doing U.S. signings until I have my Angela figure signed by him.
That's important.
So there it is.
That is important.
There's one Tuesday.
Next week?
At June 18th in Brooklyn, New York, presented by the Greenlight Bookstore with the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Oh.
And tickets are $45 and $55, and they both include a copy of the books.
So, and they're still available? Yes.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I might blow off work that day and go.
There you go.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Seems cool. But definitely check it out. It's at his website.
What time is that signing?
That is 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd have to go at like fucking noon.
You'd have to go early.
Yeah. I might do it, though.
All right.
I might do it. I have never missed a Neil Gaiman signing.
In New York.
Well, I went to one in Virginia once, too, that he invited me down for.
Yes, but you can't say you've never missed one.
Oh, no, I've never missed any I've been invited to. I've never missed any of the important ones on the East Coast in the New York area. Yeah.
All I'm asking you is just to qualify what you said, that's all.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's move forward with the show.
Yes.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, comic and graphic books. Novels.
Oh, comic books.
Yes.
The literature part of the show wasn't important enough to continue. We have to go into
funny picture books. You know what? Since you're raking me through the coals a little bit, I figured we would bring up the Neil Gaiman stuff, you know, during the comic books and books portion.
I just thought
it
was a tad more significant that Neil Gaiman is going to quit doing tours of his books.
I'm just saying that it could have been brought up during the comic books and books portion of the show.
It could have been. It could have been. On OG's geek stuff, that could have been the case.
Let's look at his blog.
I just tried to get it out without laughing.
How many blog posts do you have, by the way?
Very many.
Okay.
I'm the only one doing it currently.
How many blog posts do I have?
Yeah.
293. Audio blog posts.
Does not count.
Boom.
All right. Let's talk about books this week. Amazingly enough, only have three.
I only have three. Are they the same three?
No.
Well, I have this one. I have Batman number 21.
The start of the Zero Year.
Zero Year. Now, what is this supposed to be about, OG?
This
I'm
is
a little
kind
behind.
Of like a new
Origin
year
story.
One, but not really.
Okay.
It's and I don't know that it's rewriting year one. I don't, but it might be taking into account some of the stuff.
Yeah, I heard it's kind of like a reworking.
Yeah, it's kind
New
of
52
like it's kind of like
story.
A reworking, and he's already said Scott Snyder's already said, look, I don't want to redo what Frank Miller did.
Right?
Was it Frank Miller that wrote Year One? I just had a complete brain aneurysm.
The art by Dave Mazzucchelli.
Right. So he didn't want to redo that, or he didn't want to overwrite it per se, but he wanted to do something that was appropriate for the new universe, and this is the start of that.
Gotcha. So check that out. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, still, thank God, on Batman.
That is one of my three.
And their shitty other Superman book, I think, is appearing soon, too.
Right? That actually is out today, too.
Oh, it is?
Scott Snyder and Jim Lee.
Jim
right?
Lee, yeah.
Superman Unchained. Ugh. Actually, I lied. I have four then, because I did.
You
did
picked that up?
Scott Snyder.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good
Jim
point.
Lee.
Also good
I
point.
Can't, I,
Jim Lee, friend of this program.
I feel like I have to check that one out.
I also picked up from DC Comics Batman Lol Gotham.
Right.
Number 3. Dustin Nguyen and Derek Fridolfs bringing us an amusing little, very stylized sort of kiddie version of the Batman universe. Really, really funny stuff. So check that out.
It's got a cool like watercolor vibe on there.
Yeah.
And like despite...
It reminds me of Jill Thompson a little
it
bit.
It does, yeah.
If you're familiar with Jill Thompson, she did... Scary Godmother.
Okay.
She did Little Endless.
Little Endless
with
looks
the
exactly
Sandman.
Like Little
yeah,
Endless
it feels
stuff, so.
It feels like that.
Yes. And despite my earlier saying that I would be out of this now into the Trader Waiter game.
Did you pick up the first two issues?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy number 3.
That's one of my four.
Featuring the Rocket Raccoon cover.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely picked it up. I love this book. I really like it. I remember the days when OG was making fun of me for reading Guardians.
I never made fun of you for reading Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
No. I said that I did not read it. I said I did not understand
the
galactic universe,
yes,
that aspect of it, but I don't think I made fun of it. And I have to say, although it did not come out this week, but and I'm going to make the exception for you because you're Trader Waitering. If you're reading Guardians of the Galaxy, which has been awesome, you really should be reading Nova.
Yeah, I know.
Also, you really should be reading
Nova. I really kind of regret that I didn't. But...
Not just because it's been a really good read, but it ties in very well together.
Right, right. But I'm not reading Age of Ultron, and I'm not reading that Thanos book.
You don't have the Thanos book is stinko. So
okay.
I don't have to read that.
Good.
And Age of Ultron, I'm barely holding on and may give up after the Angel issue.
So were our three the same? Plus
no,
you had
no, I have one
bad.
More. Oh, I have one more.
Oh, that's right. You didn't have
Star Wars number 6.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not reading that, it's been an awesome read.
Trade
also,
coming.
Dark Horse, of course, doing some great Star Wars books right now, and this is just one of them.
Uh-huh.
So definitely check that out.
So is that deal just squashed? What happened there?
I think that deal was a rumor flash in the pan.
Really?
Yep, because there is no indication that Dark Horse is not doing Star Wars books going into the future.
Well, wow. You know, the news broke in a Scottish newspaper.
Yes. Yes, it was in a Scottish
tweeted a photo.
No, actually, that one was the Hispanic. What was the Hispanic one?
Latino Review.
Latino Review. That was the Latino Review.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was Dark Horse is stopping with Star Wars. Karen Gillan is gonna play, or Gillan is gonna play Angela, and Loch Ness Monster has also been found.
Yes.
So it was
there you go.
It was a productive
all issue. In 1 week.
Martian werewolf baby.
Also check out issue 142 of Ready, the Star Wars. Star Wars Insider Magazine,
yeah.
For those of you who are keeping up on the Star Wars universe, that has come out as well.
I can't wait for Star Wars Insider Magazine to actually have some relevant news regarding Episode 7.
Like some insider information, for example?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, if it's going to be somewhere, it's going to be in Star Wars Insider Magazine, sir. And the magazine is very good.
That's I don't doubt it.
If you're a Star Wars fan...
I'm just saying it'd be nice to have some actual news surrounding the film.
I think there is more really solid evidence this week that it's going to be the Solo Kids story.
Yeah, I actually saw something. Yeah. Saw some sort of rumored story from,
right.
I think it was Latino Review, which is maybe why I dismissed it, that Jason and Jaina Solo. There's casting notes out somewhere looking for Jason and Jaina Solo.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So... That I think is really promising news. At the least, if they're going to go in that direction, it makes a perfect story arc.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of great stuff they can do there. They can kill Chewbacca.
Sure.
They can. I mean, they can do any number of things within that sort of framework that I think will be really great for fans. They'll be really decent movies, and you know, maybe we'll get some toys.
You know what? And it also you also can bring back Han and Leia in a not hugely pivotal role, which I think makes sense. But you can really escalate Luke, which really makes sense. So I think that it's a good decision. I've always thought going in that route is a good decision.
Right.
It's just a matter of whether or not they
the second. I'm kind of envisioning the arc, and I think the second film, much like Empire, will be like... killer good. I mean, if they're going with Jason and Jaina, and they turn Jason in the second movie, and he goes on that spree.
So when did they bring in Anakin then? When did Anakin come along?
Anakin Anakin Solo?
Child, yeah.
He's got to be in the first one.
No.
They're going to be teenagers in the first one.
Jason and Jaina are the twins.
Yes.
Anakin is not even a thought. Anakin's the baby.
And he's not a baby. He's only a couple years younger than them.
No, I didn't think so.
Yes, look it up, sir.
Okay.
And there's also Ben.
Yeah, okay.
Ben Skywalker.
A lot of places to go.
The son of Luke and Mara Jade, they're going to have to deal with all that.
Well, they're going to have to deal with Mara Jade, possibly.
Well, they only have six movies.
They have to. Well, I think if they're going to do this arc this way, I think they all have to be born already. We're just going to be playing catch up in the first movie as
they'll
to
have
who everybody is.
To fill in the blanks.
Maybe, but they're gonna have to catch us up really quick if that's the way they're gonna play it out. They're not gonna be children in the beginning because the actors are too old. Who are their parents?
There'll be a flashback.
They got. I mean, maybe I would expect significant flashbacks.
Sure.
But if they play the arc correctly, I think Darth Cadis, who is Jason Solo, I think he goes bonkers in the second movie, and I think that's when
right at the end of the first
Anakin and Mara Jade and when all that stuff goes down, I think that's the cliffhanger in the second movie. That's
right.
What I think.
That's it. Do you have anything else for this segment?
Not books. Because, you know, we already talked about that other book thing.
I know. You did it early, out of place. But it's okay.
No, it's
and
okay.
I'm forgiving you. But
thank
let's
you.
Move on.
Thank you
show.
For forgiving me.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
This is sort of a teaser for next week's show.
Okay.
But the images have hit online today, finally. This Friday, Dunny 2013.
Dunnies!
Comes out.
Nice.
I already have my case pre-ordered. I will be picking that up on Friday.
From
so,
where?
So, Suburban Vinyl in Walden, New Jersey. So, look for some online stuff on the website over the weekend for my channel.
Is there anything that you think I'm going to like in the series? And if so, can you show me?
I think that you may enjoy...
Googling it for yourself.
I think that you may enjoy The Dude with the Horns.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
All of those have...
Well, no, they all have ears.
No, they all have ears.
Horns, he has horns.
Oh, like the
yes.
That guy's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you. I mean, there's a couple that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited for the Chris Rose ones, which are the. Oh, that's not it. Which are the camera faced ones.
Uh huh.
I'm really excited about the Scott Tolleson one.
At that.
Yeah, those are the camera faced ones, and I believe there are four versions of that.
Wow.
So a couple different variants on that.
Those are cool.
Yeah, the Scott Tolleson, the Argyle Warrior, I'm pretty excited for. There's
what's,
a couple of them.
What's that one? Argyle Warrior?
That is this
Is that
one.
Like Scott? Is he a dirty Scott? Oh, wow.
You know what that reminds me of? Did you ever see Samurai Jack?
I have seen Samurai Jack,
It looks
yeah.
like a character, like yeah. one of the... Look-
but wow, I like that
it's
one.
It's very much Scott style.
Yeah.
So, really so cool. yeah, I'm looking forward to that. There's a couple. Hopefully, I get a good case pull.
Hopefully. Hopefully, you get some doubles that contain something that I would like.
Hopefully.
That would be
and,
good.
And so, yeah, so that's next
what's
week.
The What's the rare?
I actually, I think the rare is that one.
Oh, the one with
but
the
But I don't know the
wings.
Artist.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the
That's
artist
pretty interesting. He kind of, yeah, he's really interesting, yeah. that piece.
That might be, is that, that,
is that
might
the
be
only
Andrew,
one?
That might be Andrew Bell.
That doesn't look like Andrew
Bell. But I'm not sure.
Oh, it kind of does look like Andrew Bell.
I'm not sure. So anyway. All
right.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about was Outsmart Originals.
Yes.
If you don't know Outsmart Originals.
You should.
They make some awesome artist t-shirts. You've probably seen some of them. The Pocket Wookiee Droid Hustler shirt is a really cool one. The Arson one that Kev has over there is really cool.
Yes.
The Carson Catlin one with the reticulated C is really neat. There's a bunch. Oh, Christopher has a Sumo Trooper one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jay Fury has a really cool one. There's some really cool ones.
Nice.
But there are some really nice ones coming out. John Paul Kaiser has one coming out soon, too.
Wow.
But Outsmart Originals is taking some pre-orders right now for some new shirts. One is the Don't Care Bears shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Double fold. First of all, any play on the Care Bears, I'm down with.
Yep.
Second of all, the
Yo,
artist.
Can I cut you off?
Yeah.
Remember the Halloween?
No.
Yes. The Care Bear Hunter?
Hunter, yes.
That was awesome costume.
Artist behind this shirt is Fuller Designs. So for those of you who may or may not recall, Fuller Designs is the guy who's doing my Green Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Dummy. Yeah.
We talked about that weeks ago. That guy's awesome.
If you pre-order one of these Don't Care Bear shirts, you have a chance of winning one of six Don't Care Bear custom toys.
Wow.
By Fuller Designs. And they look
great. Awesome.
So definitely
are you,
check that out.
You, how many did you order? In order
I have
to
not
get...
ordered yet, but I'm going to.
I figured.
Also, they have the Grumpy Stash t-shirt coming out that's for pre-order now. This is Pocket Wookiee is the artist. He's the same guy that did the Droid Hustler shirt.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that one because it kind of has a steampunky feel.
Yeah,
to it.
That's a nice one.
But
you got to order those No Care Bear shirts.
Yeah, and I think the other one he's doing pre-orders for right now is the Ninja shirt by artist Ryan Holt. So,
okay.
So definitely you want to check out Outsmart Originals' website, their store. Pre-order the ones that you're interested.
Right.
I'm going to say pre-order that Fuller Design shirt for sure, just for a chance to win the toy. It's
yeah, hell yeah.
And, you know, they're good people, and we'll be talking about more of their their stuff. You know, maybe we'll talk to them about getting some Geek Stuff shirts made.
That would be cool.
People have been asking for shirts.
I know.
Again, a lot of people.
And, you know, we have a couple of designs that we've never unveiled.
Yeah, so we got to figure something out. So,
I still think
maybe in the future. With that being said, considering we're at about an hour and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now,
Is that the wrap-up music?
I think we're going to forego the wrap-up, but we cannot forego Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
SuperpowerCollectibles.com for all of your geeky needs, comic books, toys, action figures, statues, and a myriad of other products.
A plethora?
A plethora.
I'm out. Nope, I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh, so we all have to do our bits. I got to do the Firefly.
Good.
But
see?
You can't do veritable cornucopia? You rat bastard.
You know, if we just changed it up once in a while, that's all.
Well, we don't change up any of...
Can I do myriad one day?
I normally do plethora, and I went with myriad today. I did change it up.
Damn.
I respect that.
So, you know, I tried.
Isn't there a coupon code?
There is
a
coupon code.
This one has a coupon code. Okay.
They do have a coupon code. Of course, that coupon code is...
Big Kev. And... it gets you $10 off any order of $50 or more.
Right.
Orders of $99 or more receive free shipping on most items.
On select items.
And orders over $1,000 win a date with Scapegoat.
That's right.
That's correct.
So, and that is...
And he likes his meat rare, as we learned
earlier. Yes, I do like my edible meat.
And that date is as dirty as you think it's going to be.
You know,
so,
edible is really not the qualifier you're looking for, because that really could apply to
but
a lot
of things.
But,
you know, it could be steak.
It could be.
It could be, you know,
you don't want
burger.
Chicken rare.
You don't want chicken bread.
No.
I prefer my chicken without salmonella.
I like my chicken well done. Thank you.
Well cooked.
You also don't want low cooked pork either. Right.
No,
so.
You want it blackened. You know, a good seared in flavor.
Yes. So please check out Superpower Collectibles.
Absolutely. You know,
helps you, helps the show.
That's what I was getting into. You know, it helps, not only does it help you out by all these fabulous savings, you're helping out the show, you're helping out the sponsor, and that in turn helps out you again.
Sure.
So check it out, superpowercollectibles.com.
And of course, let's say maybe you want to comment on something we talked about tonight.
Absolutely.
Maybe you want to tell us why you're getting the Xbox One or the PS4.
Or, yeah.
Or the Nintendo
or
Wii U.
Or the MacBook
that,
Air.
They still
the new
make
MacBook,
that? I think so.
The new MacBook Air 13-inch with the 12-hour battery life.
You could give us a call over at the GVM line.
Which is 425-920-6050.
And you
were
may hear
something?
You.
I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No, not at all.
You may hear yourself on a future episode of
Big
Okay.
Stuff. Absolutely.
I may have cut him off.
Scapegoat's a little tired today.
So. He's allowed. We're all allowed. We're all allowed.
We are.
Saying.
Of course, you can check us out online.
Allowed and the funny.
Over at facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. If you know, like us on there already. I don't know why.
Yeah, you
just
you
hit
should
the
definitely
dumb button.
Don't forget, you know, that we are entering contest/begathon season. So, you are going to want to be friending us, liking us and whatever on Facebook because you know, those things are going to start rolling around.
And
you
while,
need to be invested.
And while I recognize that the current subscribe to content RSS feed on the website,
right.
which is not the show, it's like the posts and stuff like that, is not working for some reason, a great way to keep up with the posts. Like us on Facebook, because I'm posting them all over there, too.
Yep.
So there you go. Of course, you can also follow us on Twitter, @BKGeekStuff, @GeekStuffOG, and...
ScapegoatGS.
I saw you tweet one thing again.
I
You're
did.
Getting there.
I'm getting there.
Was it a
tweet there. It was about...
It
was pretty much about how Sony was skull-fucking Microsoft.
Yeah.
Will you please just finish your tweet views?
I will. You know, today was a big news week, so I was wrapped up in all of
today was a big news week, was it?
Yeah, it was.
I'd almost be willing to say leave the tweet views by the side.
No way.
And just tweet some other good
Give
stuff.
Him what? It's his first assignment, and he hasn't even finished it yet.
We've already flunked him on it. Let's move on to the
okay.
second assignment. That's only one third of his grade.
I will get extra credit. There is extra credit
right.
as well.
He has a chance to make up.
Absolutely.
And we also should say... no, I forgot.
No.
No, it's all it's gone. I was going to remind everybody about the Super Game stuff that's going to happen
this
weekend.
That's going to happen this weekend. Of course, look for that. And, you know, continue to follow the posts on the website. Check us out maybe on YouTube. Maybe subscribe to us and leave a nice comment on the iTunes.
Yes.
iTunes.
Search Geek Stuff in the iTunes store to find us.
Right. On the road to 300.
Yes, it's coming.
By the way.
Yes.
Next week, rumor has it. A brand new Little Fifi's Who stuff.
That's what you said for this week.
Addressing,
yeah. If I may recall.
You recall correctly.
Addressing the whole controversy regarding Matt Smith leaving the show.
Maybe we'll have a new doctor. No, we will not. August is when we're going to have a new doctor. So don't hold your breath until then.
That's right.
I'm almost done with Orphan Black, and it's amazing. So if
right?
you're not watching Orphan Black, shame on you.
Yeah.
In all sorts of ways.
You can watch them all in a row. The
yeah.
season's over. It's been renewed.
It's amazing.
Great stuff.
And I think that's it for this week's episode.
Yes, OG. And so we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Mario, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.